Hey there friends, it's Nick. So over the weekend I've been thinking about re-engagement campaigns. So if you're not familiar with this idea, if a business, you know, you put something out into the world, maybe it's an offer or what have you, and you get people who, they raise their hand in some way, maybe they sign up for a mailing list or they come on and have a kind of a discovery call with you, but for whatever reason, they don't pursue it. And it might be price or it might be, well, very often, it's just not going to be the right time for them to do something, perhaps. And I have a friend who is, he's running a campaign to help, to sort of re-engage with some of these people in his business. And he asked me over the weekend if I had any advice about subject lines for the emails. So I gave him a few sort of options. But the interesting thing is, the key thing is, and you can imagine this, it's, let me start again. The more personal you can make a follow-up email, the more powerful it will be. So in this particular case, my friend had been given, you know, a whole load of leads that had gone quiet, gone cold. And he was going to have to, you know, do his best to re-engage them. And he'd sent me this email, which was a fairly, I guess, fairly straightforward pro forma kind of, are you still interested? If you are, you know, sign up at this link kind of email. But of course, because it was pro forma, because it was going to go out to anyone, the amount of it that was customized was actually pretty small. And I mentioned, when I replied, I mentioned about the work. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before. I mentioned about Dean Jackson, who is a copywriter and a marketer who came up with this idea of the 9-word email. And I really like this idea because effectively what he does is when he's looking, when he's advising people to on re-engagement or just starting a conversation, he doesn't write long emails. He doesn't write War and Peace. He'll say something like, "Dear Nick, are you still interested in so-and-so? Dean." And that does a couple of things. I was explaining this to my friend. You know, one thing is, there's no offer there. There's no call to action there that someone could ignore. There's no content there that makes you think it's a, you know, it's a form email, because there's almost no content. And actually, when you think about the responses, say just for sake of argument, are you still interested in buying a new pair of Apple, whatever, AirPods, right? It's probably not a great example, but say that I'd got onto a site and I'd put them into my basket and I hadn't done it. For whatever reason, I hadn't pulled that trigger. So if I get an email from that person, and it looks like it's from a person because it's so short, right? You know, it's got none of the kind of the flab in it that you know, a sort of commercial email might have. It's just, are you still interested? My choice is to ignore what looks like a personal email, which I might do. Some people would do that. But you're much less likely to ignore it than something that looks sort of spammy. Or I can explain why I'm not interested. And that may be because I don't have the money. It may be because I've already bought them. But either way, if I explain why, the person on the other end gets some more information. Maybe it's an objection they can think about and work on and overcome. Or maybe it's, actually, do you know what? This isn't a lukewarm lead. This is a totally dead lead. So we don't want to bother that person anymore about this, at least. Well, the other thing I could do is say, yeah, you know, I am still interested. I just, you know, blah, 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 blah. And of course, what that does is it starts a conversation. And I've talked about this before on the podcast. You know, there are many, many people, and I've certainly done this in the past, they kind of rush to the sale. They rush to the next stake in the ground, the next flag on the top of the next mountain, because they want you to do something. But actually, it can be really interesting and really powerful just to start a conversation. Because in conversations, we learn. We can learn a lot in a conversation, can't we? We can learn a lot. And what I was really saying to my friend was, I wonder whether it's worth testing, because you know, you always want to test these things, whether for the people that you are approaching, a really short email that looks more personal, even though actually there's no real personal content in there, might work better than the longer ones where you're immediately asking them to do a kind of a binary yes, no kind of make that yes, no decision straight away. Anyway, I just sharing that because this idea, the guy who came up with it is called copywriter called Dean Jackson. I think I said that before, but just in case. And you can Google Dean Jackson 9-word email. And it's just interesting. You know, he's thought about it deeply. He's tested it deeply. I've used it on occasion and it's worked well for me. So I just thought I'd share that in case, for whatever reason, you and your business, you've got people who there was an interest a while ago. Maybe, you know, I wouldn't go further out than a year, but maybe 3 months or 6 months or a year ago. And you could just drop someone an email. You don't need to be, you know, kind of an email marketing ninja to do this. Hey, Nick, are you still interested in X? That's all you need to say. And the results might surprise you. Anyway, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Remember that your story means business. And if you want to dig deeper, search online for story.business. Bye now.